If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Jamie is on the phone, and her first date was actually a three-way.
Mm. What? No!
It was her unborn child, and a dude named Max. And they met online and met up at a restaurant to eat. The only thing was, he didn't know that she was pregnant when they decided to go out.
Really
she waited
pregnant?
Until she showed up. Yeah, she was 8 months pregnant when she showed up for the date, and this dude still stuck around and had dinner with her. But they obviously haven't talked since, and she wants to call him and say now that the baby is exploded out of her body, she's ready to go on a real date with him.
I'm glad you really understand childbirth.
Yeah, it's a big explosion, lots of fireworks and things. All right, Jamie, you about ready to give Max a call?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
Yes. He was seriously great. He was really nice. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, anybody that would hang out and have dinner with you for like 2 hours when you surprised him by being 8 months pregnant on your date sounds like he's probably a pretty decent dude.
Seriously.
All right, well, I'm going to dial this one number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Max, please?
Yeah, I'm Max.
Hey, Max, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi. Do you know what Brooke and Jubal in the Morning is?
No, I think I've heard of you.
Wonderful. Oh, all right, perfect. Good to see that we're tracking with people. That's always good. Well, I'm calling you today because one of our listeners actually emailed us about you.
I don't know why they would have done that, but okay.
It's because you went out on a date with them and you wowed them. And they miss you, and they want to see you again.
That is not ringing any bells, but I'll take your word for it.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that you probably remember going on a date with this person because she was actually 8 months pregnant when you guys went out.
Oh, Julie or Jamie or something like that?
Wow.
Jamie.
You
her
don't
name
even
was Jamie.
Remember the pregnant girl's name?
This was like 3 or 4 months ago. I don't remember everything about it.
All right. Well, her name was Jamie, and she liked you a lot. And she's wondering why you guys haven't spoken since your date.
What do you mean, why we haven't talked? She hasn't tried to call me.
That's a good point.
I don't know what she's after from me if she's not interested in, you know, picking up the phone herself.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is now her contacting you through us, but yeah. I guess she was hoping maybe you liked her enough to hit her up.
She was a nice girl. I just didn't really feel like hitting her up, you know?
Yeah. It'd be a lot to be surprised by someone that's 8 months pregnant. I mean, that's a lot to date.
Yeah, among other things. I wasn't entirely on board with that.
Okay, so that's not the only thing?
You know, I kind of felt like she was a scammer a bit, to be honest.
Oh, she's doing the old fake pregnancy date thing, huh?
What is the
women love doing that. They put on a fake baby bump and then go and make guys buy them dinner. They do it all the time because they know how much guys like pregnant chicks.
What are you talking
Am I right,
about?
Max?
Well, no, I believe the pregnancy was real, but, her photo didn't show anything about that. So then, you know, I arrive and there she is and she's 8 months pregnant and that's a surprise, but I'm not just going to turn around and walk out immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be the guy to be a d*** to the lonely pregnant girl, right? So I kind of felt like I was trapped there and, like, I feel like she was just sort of exploiting the pregnancy to get me to pay for her dinner.
What?
Oh,
you think that
okay.
She was using pregnancy to get free food out of you?
You know, I brought that up as a joke, and she confirmed it.
What?
How did she confirm it?
Whoa.
She said, yes, I'm trying to use dudes to buy me dinner because I'm pregnant?
Basically, what she said was she's aware of the shock of her pregnancy, and as long as she's got that and she knows the effect it's going to have, why not use it?
Okay.
What?
But she was, I mean, you were joking, obviously, so she was probably joking, too.
I mean, it could have been a joke, but she said she's done it before a couple of times, so I'm not sure that I'm buying the joke angle.
Hey, it's Jamie. Listen, you're totally wrong about all that.
Oh, wait. Okay, who is that?
It's me, Jamie.
Yeah, Max. Jamie is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Okay, why didn't you give me a heads up about that, man?
Yeah, sorry. Forgetful. I'm very forgetful sometimes.
hey, listen, like, I don't do it anymore. Like, I had the baby.
What?
You know? So,
wait, hold on, Jamie. You're saying that you were using men to pay for dinners while you were pregnant?
I mean, they don't have to stay. They could have left, and I always offer to pay my half, but, like, if they're offering...
I thought you were going out with him because you wanted to go on a date, not because you were hungry.
No, I do actually want to go on a real second date with him now, though, because out of all the guys that paid for my meals, he was, like, the best.
Oh, what?
You hear that, Max? What a good review. You were, like, the nicest dude to get used.
I'm not sure that, like, being the nicest scam victim is the great basis for a relationship.
It wasn't a scam. Like, I actually really like you, and you know what I mean? It's just, like, out of all the guys, like, you, I like you the most, and it's just coming out wrong. Everything's just coming out wrong.
Oh, I don't think
no.
Yeah, it's coming out wrong. It's coming out a couple of kinds of wrong. Like, you had the misleading photo at the beginning. Yeah, you did offer to pay, but it was sort of that, oh, I guess, you know, if you want me to. And it was that sort of, like, really reluctant, like, I'm going to offer because I have to, but I don't really want to. Yeah. Like, I mean, you were nice. I just don't know that I buy the authenticity, you know?
Nice? How is she nice? She was using men for food. Jamie.
Max, if this is a scam, then why would I call a radio station to try to get a hold of you? Like, obviously, I actually want to go on another date with you. Like, do you guys think it's a scam?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, we do offer free food.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we offer to send you out on a second date at the end of it. Are you trying to scam us too, Jamie?
Are you just really hungry?
No. In fact, I don't even need the free date. I'll pay for the date.
Hold on.
Okay, well then, Max, would you like to go out with Jamie on a second date? She will pay for it because I'm not allowing you to use me, Jamie.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm one of...
How are we even debating this? Jamie, you can't, like, prey on people's kindness for your own gain. That's what you were doing while you were pregnant to all these people.
Oh, my God. That's so wrong, though, because I actually did offer to pay every single time, and I'm offering to pay for this date.
True. She is right.
Which, you know, the check's going to come in and be like, oh, you want to split it, or it's on you.
No, you're blowing this out of proportion. I'm telling you, I am going to pay for this.
Okay.
This is so weird, man.
Max, all right, I'm going to ask you one more time. Will you go out with Jamie on another date? She will pay for it.
No, this is too weird. Like, it seemed like a scam 3 months ago. She's offering to pay now, but she had to go through a radio station instead of calling me directly. I don't know what's going on. I got bad vibes from this whole thing. No.
You know what, Max? Screw yourself then, all right? You're just angry I didn't hook up with you that night.
Whoa!
Yeah. He probably is very angry that he didn't get to hook up with a woman who was 8 months pregnant. I know I would be.
Whatever. You guys are jerks, okay?
I think she's gone. Max, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there, feeling a bit like I dodged a bullet.
What? What are you talking about?
Crazy.
It sounded perfectly normal to me, that whole situation.
And, you know, I've been on a couple of dates since her, and if any of them call you and want you to call me, just don't do that.
Come on, Max. I want to put you on, like, every single one of these. I want all the people who have ever dated Max. Text in right now, 78592, so we can call him on your behalf.